This is episode 1801. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I congratulate you for reaching the final day of our seven-part week-long series on healing your body. And we've been following along throughout this series, learning a different meditation technique, as well as insight into how your body heals. The body keeps the score, brain, mind, and body in the healing of trauma by Bessel van der Kolk, who is an MD, is the book we've been following along with. And in this book, you have discovered how important it is to name your trauma, name your pain, name the suffering and the elation, the fear, the sadness, the gratitude, the compassion, the love, whatever emotion you are feeling, allow yourself to feel it fully and deeply. And this is the path to help you heal. When you allow yourself to experience all of life, the ups and the downs, then you are able to process your emotions in a much better way. And in the final episode of every series, I always end with a reflection meditation where you take a look back over your week and you notice the highs and the lows of your week, your big wins, as well as the times when you felt you had failed or you could have done better. And you allow yourself to notice how you reacted and what emotions you experienced. The Dalai Lama is reported to do this reflection of his day in reverse. If you could do this every day at night before you go to bed, this is a powerful way for you to process these emotions and to begin to feel in your body where you harbor certain emotions. If you do this every week, that will help you as well. So that's what we'll be doing in this episode. If you would like, as always, the full guided meditations, know that you can try for 2 weeks absolutely free access when you subscribe to the Sip and Om meditation app, the full half-hour guided meditations. That includes a journal as well as a slowdown guide that is customized for each week's series. And this is for if you want to go a little more deeply into meditation and you'd like more direction and focus. So here on the podcast, you're meditating on your own, you're learning insight, you're taking the meditation techniques I share with you into your own meditation. Just know that there is extra support out there for you where I follow the same weekly theme. Just go a little more in depth with you there. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, I want to read the epilogue from the book. And it goes like this. We are on the verge of becoming a trauma-conscious society. Almost every day, one of my colleagues publishes another report on how trauma disrupts the workings of mind, brain, and body. The ACE study showed how early abuse devastates health and social functioning, while James Heckman, won a Nobel Prize for demonstrating the vast savings produced by early intervention in the lives of children from poor and troubled families. More high school graduations, less criminality, increased employment, and decreased family and community violence. All over the world, I meet people who take these data seriously and who work tirelessly to develop and apply more effective interventions. Whether devoted teachers, social workers, doctors, therapists, nurses, philanthropists, theater directors, prison guards, police officers, or meditation coaches. If you have come this far with me in The Body Keeps the Score, you have also become part of this community. Advances in neuroscience have given us a better understanding of how trauma changes brain development, self-regulation, and the capacity to stay focused and in tune with others. Sophisticated imaging techniques have identified the origins of PTSD in the brain so that we now understand why traumatized people become disengaged, why they're bothered by sounds and lights, and why they may blow up or withdraw in response to the slightest provocation. We have learned how, throughout life, experiences change the structure and function of the brain, and even affect the genes we pass on to our children. Understanding many of the fundamental processes that underlie traumatic stress opens the door to an array of interventions that can bring the brain areas related to self-regulation, self-perception, and attention back online. We know not only how to treat trauma, but also increasingly how to prevent it. The same is true of societies. Many of our most profound advances grew out of experiencing trauma. The abolition of slavery from the Civil War, Social Security in response to the Great Depression, and the GI Bill, which produced our once vast and prosperous middle class from World War II. Trauma is now our most urgent public health issue, and we have the knowledge necessary to respond effectively. The choice is ours to act on what we know. So, as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, reflect back over your week and become mindfully aware of your emotions. Not reflecting on every single thing, of course, that happened to you throughout your week, just paying attention to those experiences that stand out most in your mind and that you emotionally respond to the most. Consider the times this past week when you felt successful and strong, and think about what you were doing and give that emotion a name. Create a story about your week. Notice the times when you felt you failed or you were challenged or you wish you would have done things differently, without regret, without judgment, simply becoming aware of your emotions this past week. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's series with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.